closer than my own breath. Meditation is when it is clear to me that God is my best friend. God is closer to me than my own breath. Just like you were talking about with Tanya this morning. For every breath you take, feel the closeness that God is part of. But feel God breathing into you. It's a nice meditation. God was right there. Imagine I talked to someone on the telephone, and I think the other person hung up. Then I realized I wasn't even talking on the telephone. I was talking to him in person. He was actually standing next to me the entire time. What's that a mashal for? Asana Kavishwa. He was there the whole time. Sometimes people don't realize he was there, but he's always right next to me. Good. The deepest prayer is, God, I don't need an answer. I just want you to listen. Sometimes it's not even about getting an answer. It's just about knowing that he's there for you. These are just a few quotes that I found in the Shulman teachings, all in the same idea about the meaning of tefillah, just having a connection. Good. Okay, new topic. A set nusach. So the big question is, why do we need a set nusach? Why can't I just have each person daven my own personal prayer? The Rambam says originally we used to have our own personal prayer, and now we can't have that. So Rav Shlomo puts it like this. When I pray, it has to be in a completely infinite way. Yet, it also has to be finite. This is something I feel whenever I'm in Shmoneh Esrei and we only have like 10 guys. I'm like trying to get like infinite, like beyond borders, just Ramesh connect Hashem, but I also feel like I have to finish quickly because I'm in 10th minute.
You know what's cool? Saying that you have to do it infinitely, it's infinitely finite.
It means very, very finite. Super finite.
Infinitely.
Yeah, nice. So he says it has to be in an infinite way, and yet it also has to be finite. Okay. Infinitely finite. This is the holiness of the sitter. It's the most finite thing in the world.
See?
Those words were written 2,000 years ago. But the way I'm praying it has to be in an infinite way. We have a sitter. And for 2,000 years, all the Yidduch have prayed using the same words. And yet it's not the same words. Not only is it not the same words for two people. When I daven Shmoneh Esrei in the morning, the Shmoneh Esrei of Shacharis is already different than that of Mincha. What do I know what I feel in the morning, what I feel at night? Gevalt. So what's he saying here? It's a paraphrase. What's the whole pshat behind the nusach? Infinitely finite. What's he trying to say?
It's infinitely. It's finite because everyone does it, you know?
Same words, every day, same thing. It's mamish, the definition of rote. And yet,
you have to each word, you have to have a meaning to it. Which is, and that meaning, that connection is infinite.
Exactly. My shachar, some mincha, and marv have to be completely different ballgames because I've had so many different experiences and so many different kavanot. Ideally, that should be our goal, kavat. And that's really the challenge of halacha. It's so finite, but at the same time, to make it infinite. So, Hashem. Azor Shlomo's whole journey. I'm going to be halachic. I can't just do whatever you want, but at the same time, I'm going to make it an amazing journey. Okay. A real person is someone who integrates the infinite and the finite in a million ways. I found this in a completely different book, but he's saying the same thing. Especially when it comes to the service of God, it's a very delicate thing. You have got this infinite yearning, but the action has to be finite. It's a very common theme. We're doing halachas, we're doing mitzvahs, very finite actions, but it has to be done beyond kaling. Right. Awesome. Okay. Let's do maybe one more topic. Minion. Okay? Talking about davening with a minion.
Can I get a
meraglim? Oh, can I get a meraglim? I like it. It's true. He does talk about that. Oh, Rabbi Nachman says something a little interesting. If people who really know what it means to be alone with God get together with other people, they're really together. When we're davening and we're mamish alone, then we really have to get together. You got it?
That is infinitely confusing.
Right. I'll say it again. If people who really know what it means to be alone with God get together with other people, then we're really together. When we're davening and we're mamish alone, then we really have to get it together. I think what he's saying is, I have to be able to have a mamish connection alone. Me and God, that's it. I can talk to him for an hour, his bodhidu, just me and God alone. And then when I come together with other yidden who also have that connection with God, But we do it together to connect to God. That's the highest thing. That's the highest thing. It's cool. Ask mom is what someone was asking for. A minyan should be a place where we get together. That's why I like singing. The singing in a way joins us together. It's not just each person doing his own thing. I don't know why. I feel like there's a lot of resistance sometimes. People are like, I'm doing my own thing. I don't want to join together in your tefillah. I hear it. Not everyone always likes the same tunes. It's tough. It's easier sometimes to just do it on your own. But if we're here, let's do it together. One more teaching on that note. Come together right now. Boom, boom, boom.
Hey, boom,
no, we're raising the sparks of Rabbi Nachman, of the Beatles. Rabbi Nachman talked about the Torah number 3, Kutei Maran. We can even raise the sparks. He said, generally, you should only hear music from a tzaddik. But then in the end, he talks about maybe some tzaddikim, not that I'm a tzaddik, but some people can raise the holy sparks of even Rasha'im. Not that the Beatles are Rasha'im, I'm just saying. The great idea of Aliyata Regel, the mitzvah to be able to base the Migdash, to visit the base of Migdash 3 times a year, is not the fact that I'm going to serve Hashem. The idea is that mamish, all the Jews in the world, are meeting with each other 3 times a year. Good father. Unbelievable. Just the fact that we're getting together, that's the holiest thing. Just the fact that we come to shul, even if we don't daven, that's like the highest thing. Good
father. By the way, what did your mefetit say?
He said he'll get back to me. He said you have to see how many people come.